And welcome back to the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you're catching the 5x5 Podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I guess I say that every week, but I do. It's true. I was talking to my mother earlier, and she was saying, "You still do that podcast?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, actually I do." And she's like, "Oh, are you getting paid?" No, I do it for the pure enjoyment. And then it gives me a platform to throw shade and talk shit. You know how we do. But yeah, I'm still doing it. Almost, wow, was it 2 years now? Is it 2 years? Do you guys remember when I started doing this? It has to be. It's definitely over a year. Yeah, because we're coming up on Christmas. And I remember doing Christmas shows this past year, and then prior to that on Blog Talk Radio. So yeah, it's been 2 years, going on 2 years, and the fun just never stops. I'm just so busy, and you guys, I am going to say it. I'm not going to say that W word, because I'm sure it raise its ugly head, and I don't want to talk about it. That's why I just turned my phone on silence, just in case it rings. And that's the one thing today. I took half a day off, because I got up at 6. So I'm just working 8 hours a day. So I came home at 2. And it's been crazy, 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 crazy rain here locally. I guess some remnants from the hurricane. And I'm just going to take a nap. I just want to nap. I just want to veg. Play a video game or two. And I just want to veg. But when I tell you, when I laid my head down, just for a moment, the phone started ringing. I think at 2:30. It didn't stop till like 7 when the flash came on. Which, that was pretty good. They finally introduced the black, which I don't think is the one on the regular continuity, the black Firestorm, but supposedly Robbie Amell is coming back, so I think he's going to be in Legends. What's the Legends show that's going to be out in 2016? Because you always see elements of that kind of coming through Flash and the Arrow. So things like that, but that's the phone just kept on ringing, and I was like done. So, and then I have a little anxiety. I've talked about this before, that I'm gonna miss a phone call or not take the right phone call, and so I couldn't get rested, and then I finally, of course, watched The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and that was kind of slow tonight. And I finally got around to watching Supergirl. Now, yesterday, while I was working, I was out and about, and where I was happened to turn the television to Supergirl, and I'm like, "Ooh, wow, that looks really whack. I don't want to look at that." And then, you know, on your Apple TV, which, has anybody noticed the new Apple TV out yet? I know there's retailing for $149. It's got a whole lot of, has Siri on it and all that kind of fun stuff. So I can't wait for that, because I do want one. End of this month. So end of this month is like in 3 days, right? Yeah. So on Apple TV, you know, or through iTunes, you can get a good percentage, we'll say it that way. Isn't it like Porky Pig? You know, he'll try to say something that he gets all tongue-tied, and he'll say it different, you know, so he can get his life. And so, but don't anybody call me Porky Pig, trust. It won't be it won't be cute what I have to say. But no. I said that I lost my train of thought, right? It's about Supergirl. And I was like, yeah, it's that's kinda whack, right? I know that's not what I was talking about, but anyhow. And so, I finally had to watch it tonight because Apple TV, here we go. Bring it back together, David. You get the first pilot episodes for a good percentage of the networks for free. So, since I didn't get to watch it live last night, I could have caught up on Hulu or whatever. But I was like, oh, it'll be in HD and everything, which I guess Hulu is too, without commercials. So, let's go ahead. So, if you guys have Apple TV or iTunes, you can get that first episode of Supergirl through that platform and watch it because it was actually decent. I'm not going to say it was great. I'm not going to say it was good. There were some throwbacks to the old comic books with the headband and the shorts that the original Supergirl wore. And it wasn't horrible. You know, I'm like, okay. It wasn't even bad. It was actually very entertaining. I like the young lady who's playing Supergirl, or Kara Zor-El. But I don't think she's the... and this is going to sound bad, and please don't take it the wrong way. The look. If you think about the incarnations of Supergirl on the Justice League Unlimited, through the Batman, Superman animated movies, and also Helen Slater, Supergirl, you know, even in the comic books, that the look is not the same. So this was the pilot episode, so maybe we'll see a lighter blonde of hair. I don't like the shirt. I wish they would use the shirt, the top for the costume. I wish they would use the one from like one of the animated series. I don't like it at all. It just looks very cheesy. And although pilots, like they normally do, they'll have some corniness and some quirkiness and even some awkwardness, you know, because it's the pilot. You know, this is what they shoot to get an order for the television show, right? And so, but I like the young lady who's playing Supergirl, and I'm like, it could be twerked a little bit. So hopefully, episode two, we will see some refinements here and there. And I know Calista Flockhart is playing Kat Graham. All I see is Ally McBeal trying to be a boss. You know, I don't see it. I'm not buying it. Not because it's like you're trying to oversell it. Like, ooh, to me, it's like, oh, I can do this part. Watch me, and I can be, you know, that the character you want me to be in. But I'm gonna really sell it. But you're selling it too much, you know, over the top, which again, refinements will come. But I like how they're doing the story, how whether the direction they're going, and it was really nice to see Dean Cain and Helen Slater being cast as Kara's adoptive parents, the Danvers. I like that. Now that's from the comic books, the Danvers name. But remember way back when the Supergirl movie came out in the 80s, Helen Slater was Supergirl. She was Linda Lee. Remember that? And had that really, really horrible black wig on. But again, I liked the Supergirl movie. A lot of people didn't like it. I liked it. But you know, I'm a sucker for a heroine. I enjoyed it. So, if you have an opportunity to watch Supergirl, check it out. It's fun. My only concern is you have all these different DC shows because now they're kind of invading, you know, every station has a DC show. I know TNT or one of those cable stations, they're getting the Titans. I'm like, okay, you know, how many different worlds? We're DC is doing what they did in the comic books, in my opinion. DC is, they're flooding the television stations, just like the comic books, to where you have all these different worlds, because you have Flash and Arrow, and then subsequently the Legends in one DC universe. Then you have Supergirl, which is in another DC universe. Constantine was in the same. Constantine is in the same universe as Arrow and them now, because he's going to Arrow. Supergirl's in a different universe. What else? I guess in that the Arrow Flash universe is, I'm thinking, New 52 ish, maybe. and then you have there's another show. The Titans, it might be a new universe. And then you have the movies, you know, which is the Dawn of Justice versus coming, which is going to be a totally different universe. So there might be flooding too much and doing too much right now. Although it's doing very well for all the shows, apparently, or we wouldn't have them all coming on television now. But we'll see. We'll see. I guess there's room enough for everyone. And, of course, I'm a fanboy, so I'm going to love each and every one of it. And last thing about geeky, which is, we started out geeky, we'll end somewhere else. The trailer for Jessica Jones finally hit. I'm totally in love with it. It comes out on Netflix November the 20th. I can't wait to see it. All I can see is Chloe from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. But I think I'm going to fall in love with the show. Just like everybody kind of fell in love with Daredevil. I think Jessica Jones is going to be right up there with the addition of Luke Cage. If he's going to be Power Man, hopefully he will be. You know, we know there's, will he be a Power Man mutant, which I think is what he is, or Power Man inhuman, since that's what we're, all those universes, the MCU is all connected. So, we'll see. We'll see if maybe Daredevil will make an appearance. But yeah, so all these shows, they're coming out. Jessica Jones, November the 20th. Oh, Gotham was the other one, which is set in the past. That's the future. So that would be another world. See, DC, you're doing too much. And you're taking up too many television stations. But it's all good, because us nerds, we get to love it and revel in it and have fun with it. And we're in. But again, thank you guys for joining me tonight. We're not going to keep you too long. So if you're listening on iHeartRadio, it's not going to be too long. You'll get bits and pieces of this. Probably this Supergirl review will be on iHeartRadio, hopefully sometime tomorrow. And if you are listening on iHeartRadio, hop over to Spreaker.com and check out the rest of this episode when we come back from break. With the music or on iTunes. You know, you can always go to iTunes and give us a subscription over there. I always say that wrong. Subscribe over there and give us a like or whatever you do, and a review. I would appreciate it. And then check the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And you can check past episodes and comic book reviews and all kind of stuff that I do on there, and some shady shit will be on there as well. And or you can catch us on Stitcher, and always here you can join us on the chat room doing our live shows at Spreaker.com. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what's that smell what's that smell, and then some comments about me being a black Superman, black Santa Claus, and 35 things that make you love your life. And we'll have a little bit more to talk about here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
I'm pregnant. I've had the flu. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old
for flu. The media
is
exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down. Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you for joining us whenever, wherever, however you're catching the show. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at the 5x5. You can send me a tweet. The fives are numeric. Also, in our 5x5.blogspot.com, the 5x5.blogspot.com blog, it is updated. A new page added. Weekend Comics has my pick of six, because that's what looks the best on Pixish to me. and like my pick of six best comics for that I read for the week on there, and also some other things that you may not see on Facebook or you may not hear on the podcast. Anyhow, so we're back. It's still raining. It's still raining, and like, it's going to be short tonight because I have to get up in the morning because of my work. I always go back to work, right? I have to be out of town for work tomorrow, and I really don't want to drive in this rain. I just don't. Plus, I got to find something to wear because I have to look at least a little presentable tomorrow. But you know when it's raining, it's just like, ugh, let me put a hoodie on, some jeans, you know, some tennis shoes, and call it a day. But that's not going to be the case, and I'm actually got to call one of my employees tonight too. So anyhow, but I hope you guys are doing good. You know, you always can send me a message on Twitter, the email, or hit me up on Instagram. The number one, FUNNYGY, one funny guy on Instagram. And you can see all of the pretty little pictures that I take, which is mostly comic. It's mostly comic books. I might be in a few of them, but y'all don't want to see all that. But just then, I just read where Philip Morris has begun to sell Marlboro M brand marijuana cigarettes in Colorado. I mean, are you kidding me? Philip Morris begins selling Marlboro M brand marijuana cigarettes in Colorado. It is the largest cigarette producer. They announced today they will join the recreational marijuana bandwagon and start producing marijuana cigarettes. You know what? I mean, to get that job to work at the factory producing that, you have to go through a whole bunch of tests. You know, will they have a manufacturing plant in Colorado or somewhere? That's going to be interesting. The product is marketed under the brand Marlboro M and is available for sale through marijuana license outlets in the states of Colorado and Washington, D.C. The vice president says, "Our company has been high, no pun intended, on the idea for marketing cannabis and has been monitoring the market for some time. We have finally made the decision to take the leap and support Colorado and Washington, D.C. in their right to legalize marijuana. Currently, the law limits the purchase to only one pack at a time. Prices start at, wait for it, $89 per pack. You must be 21 years or older to purchase and must provide a photo ID. Any resale of the Philip Morris brand M brand marijuana cigarettes are subject to fines and jail time according to laws." And then it says, "Do you support Marlboro's new product? They've already exceeded over $1 million in sales since January 2015. Now, I don't know. This is off of a pretty legit website called the Daily Buzz Live. So I don't know how true this is, but for my fans that listen in D.C., or listen in Colorado, let me know if y'all have the M brand cigarettes from Marlboro, because I think that's really interesting. What is the world coming to? And not to hate on people who smoke marijuana, because I don't, because I don't really care. I'm just not going to do it, or I wouldn't have a job. So the other day, Saturday, I think I told you guys that I've been going out to my friend. I told him I was going to say his name, but I'm going to mention his name. My friend Matt, who had a comic book store that he closed, and he just recently opened back up at the flea market. So I had the opportunity to go out there, see him, hang out, talk. It's always fun to talk about comic books and nerd culture and conventions with people who know. You know, it's always fun to educate people who don't know, but it's also fun to just to indulge all your nerdiness and get some new information. And I consider him an industry person because he did it on his own comic book store, and he's heavily into the business. But I was at a shop. Now, this is a flea market that's been around forever. When I was really heavily collecting comics in the 90s, I would go to the flea market because there was a vendor there years ago, and I got some of my old, now the expensive ones, because those guys didn't know what they had. But it's all with there years ago, but it's always been kind of the same crowd. And how should I say, that Confederate flag waving crowd, that N-word using crowd. And granted, my friend Matt's not like that. But the only reason I go now to this flea market is because he's there. The comic books are there. I can go through them, you know, and talk and do all this stuff like I told you just a second ago. So, I'm there this past Saturday, last Saturday, and minding my own business, talking to my buddy, going through all the boxes, picking my comics up. And, you know, I wear a lot of the printed tees with superhero logos on it. Superman, I wear that a lot. Batman. I ain't got a Wonder Woman yet, but I'm getting one. Or even a Batgirl. That would be fun. I'm getting it. And so, I had a Superman shirt on. Again, minding my own business. Now, another vendor that's walking around, I've seen him there before, kind of dirty, kind of old, you know, he may have a Nazi symbol tattooed on his shoulder, Confederate flag tattooed on his back. That could be a reality. And if he shaved his head, you know, he could be a skinhead. But I don't care, because I'm not paying any attention to you. You know, you're not what I'm here for. So, again, minding my own business. And so he comes up and he says, and I'm to my right. He's to my right and I'm looking down. And he says to me, I didn't know Superman was black. So, inside my head, I was like, bish, what? You know, inside my head. And I'm like, And so I'm not really saying anything, because sometimes you can't feed into that ignorance. I'm like, you don't say. He's like, yeah, black Superman. I'm like, well, there's different Earths, and I'm really not trying to go much into it, you know. And he just keeps on talking and keeps on, you know, running his mouth. Like, at this point, I'm like, okay, before I get crazy and really cuss you out, I need to go inside my head, because, for one, I'm outnumbered, and there are Confederate flags visibly on either side of me, and, you know, some good old boys, and I'm like, I can't sit nothing off in here, because I'm the only Negro in the building, you know. And that's the one thing I miss about Atlanta. You know, again, I have a very multi cultural friendship base, friends, you know, females, males, straight, gay, white, black, Latino, Asian, all, you know, it doesn't matter to me. If you're a good person, you're a good person, you know. And so I don't have a problem being with a room full of white folks. I don't have a problem, because it's never been an issue, because living where I live now, that's just the way it is. I think it might be, what, 10% black here, if that. But that's what about Atlanta, you know, when you go places. Not that it gives you, I think it's, I'm saying the wrong way, gives you a little bit more, not was it confidence or your comfort level, if when you can see people who look like you. And they don't have to be black, people of color. You know, people who look like you, and not go in a building, you're like, I got to keep a low profile. That shouldn't have to feel that way. But at this moment, I did. And that's normally like me. I'm like, okay, babe, it's not worth it. You're not going to feed into this hickorybillies. Yes, I said hickorybillies. Ignorance. And then he starts talking about Black Santa Claus. Now, at this point, I was, I really was like, okay, you're an idiot. You know, there's no need to say that, to say anything to you, because for one, you're hating because nobody's buying your junk. This is your career. Nobody's buying the junk that you're selling, but everybody's buying my boy stuff, and you never see my black ass, so I'm over here. So you thought you'd come fuck with me. And it didn't work, and you didn't get the response, well, I guess that you think you're trying to get. And I don't make a lot of people, oh, that's just him. You know what? I don't make those type of excuses, because you know what you were doing. You did it on purpose. Will I go back out there? Absolutely. I'm not going to let that keep me away. You know, although the next time he steps to me talking about Black Santa Claus and can't be a Black Superman and all that kind of nonsense, you will get cut. I won't cuss you out, because I have to hire. I have to educate you, you know. And then why you can't say that to me? Because fool me once. What's that? Shame on you. And with that song, I just can't be fooled again. What's that song by J. Cole? That part. I think it was George Bush. He couldn't remember the saying, so that's how he said it. But anyhow, so I was like, you know, why should I have to deal with that? You know, in 2015. You know, why do you think it's okay to come up to me and say, I don't think there's any Black Superman. I don't know why. I didn't know there was a Black Superman. And thinking that's funny. I think it's appropriate. Even say anything about, you know, kids want to know something about Black, why there's a Black Santa Claus, and you're trying to justify what you're saying with some more ignorance. You know, education is a wonderful thing. Trust. And, but, you know, I get really, really, and I don't want to get on the racism bandwagon, but I get really mad at some people on social media when they say, well, Black people need to stop playing the race card. Like the young lady who the cop was threw out of the chair and then threw her down the side of the room here recently. There was no need for that. Well, she was resisting. You can't resist sitting in a chair. You know, then you'll be in body slamming that same chair. And but the same people will say, well, Black people are just using the race card, or Black people, you know. And Ben Carson, I heard something he said the other day. He was saying that I'm tired of the liberal media, you know, trying to divide the country with race. I get it. I understand what you're saying. But he went on to say, we're all, but I think with, you can't say that and not also own that we have a really big race problem in the United States. Whether you think the liberal media, I don't need the liberal media to tell me there's a race problem. I live it. And Ben Carson, you're at that level to where, you know, most of your peers are going to be non-Black. You know, they might be people of color. You know, that's not racist. I'm just saying. But they're not going to be. They're not going to be Black. A good majority of them are not going to be Black. You know, you don't see it like here. You don't see a lot of Black doctors. I think I know two here locally. You know, and they wasn't. They're not from here. They're from other places. You know, you had to get your residency in when you get it in, right? But anyhow, so but in 2015, we still shouldn't have to fight the same stereotypes because. The stereotype, I'm absolutely the anti-stereotype from what people would think, how I would speak, or, now I can go there, you know, I am a product of the inner city, I just chose, you know, to better myself, but, that doesn't mean that I have to still be, bombarded by some of the ignorance that, some people who haven't walked a mile in my shoes, that they want to produce out of their mouth. Anyhow, enough of that. We're going to, this was my theme was, what's that smell? Because when he walked up to me, it smelled like old dried deer husk, skunk ass, and tobacco. What's that smell? What's that about? So when we come back, we're going to figure out what that smell is. which you guys don't think is funny. And then 35 things to make you love your life again. And then we're going to talk a little bit about The Walking Dead, which was a hard one this week, well, on Sunday. I haven't listened to Thought Bubbles podcast yet, because I know we was talking about it on social media the other day. But there's a lot of websites coming up now saying what we thought happened really didn't happen, but it still was hard to watch. So when we come back, we're going to share that and a little bit more here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. you better hit that high note. Welcome back. It is my Bye-Bye Podcast. And I've said that 1,000 times tonight. I hope you guys are doing well. You know, this weekend, we fall back an hour on Saturday, which is Halloween. So I want to see your pictures. So I want you to email me, you cosplayers or anyone who is dressing up or doing the Halloween thing this year. I am wearing devil horns to work because everybody who works for me thinks I'm mean. Thinks I'm evil. And I have to have a really, really harsh conversation with an employee tomorrow. I'm not too excited about that. I think it's probably just in my mind because I've been kind of dealing with it all day. And I'm like, I got to go deal with this tomorrow. And I really don't want to, but I have to. I don't have a choice. So that's going to be interesting. But I'm wearing devil horns for Halloween. I think I've seen a really crazy recipe for Spider-Man. We're having a bake sale. So does that, if I make candy apples, is that considered bake sale-ish enough? You know? Maybe I have my sister make something. Because I don't have time to cook. I have 2 days. I have a ton of work to do. It's the end of the month. And I have 2 days and I'm going on vacation next week. So, yeah, so maybe I'll buy something to sell. That's kind of tacky, right? Yeah, I think about that one. But this really, really cool recipe for Spider-Man candy apples. Kind of Halloween-ish. You know, the bake sale's on Friday. And it's like, you use Karo syrup, sugar, red food dye, black, like icing, like out of tube, so you can write with it and make spider webs and stuff, and make the eyes and stuff. So I'm like, that could be fun if I have time. That could be fun. Maybe I'll do it as a little family project with my niece and my nephew and my sister, maybe Thursday if I have time. So yeah, Halloween. So if you want to send your pictures, I'll put them on the website or put them on Facebook. The number 5, BYYFIVE at gmail.com. Again, the number 5, BYYFIVE at gmail.com. And send me your Halloween pictures or send me a ghoulish message on the 5by5.blogspot.com. The voicemail link there on the right side of the page. And tell me what you're doing for Halloween. I want to know because I don't think I'm doing, if it's raining and stuff, I'm not doing anything. But you know, I've not really been a Halloween guy. We went through that last week with about how back in the 70s when they start acting a fool with children's candy and putting all kind of craziness up in it. So that's why I kind of don't like Halloween, and I really don't like being scared. I won't be going to no haunted houses. I do like watching scary movies. I kind of dropped American Horror Story. I'm going to binge watch that on Hulu. Well, I keep watching it on Hulu when it comes out next year. It's not something I have to see. I thought they were doing too much, so I stopped that. But the show that everybody's talking about that broke Twitter and social media on Sunday night was The Walking Dead. So if you haven't watched it yet, but you should have, today is what, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, I'm sure you've heard. So if this is a spoiler, I'm going to count to 5 so you can turn this off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn, one of our most loved characters from, he might have not made it, he might not have been in episode 1, but he was definitely in episode 2. When he helped Rick get out of the city of Atlanta and back to the main group that ended up being where his wife and Carl was. You know, the Alexandrians were in a fight with the wolves. They had the herd coming toward the little utopia that they had built for themselves. And so they're trying to get the herd away from Alexandria, you know, all that. They're leading them away from the city, and there's a couple little, let's call them zombie factions that have broken off, and they're kind of different places throughout the area. That Nicholas, the one that we love to hate, and Glenn is kind of took under his wing to make him a better person, to make him a survivor in this new world that they live in with all the zombies and the humans who will do anything to survive, even if it's to kill a fellow human. It's definitely a type of Darwin, the fittest will survive, you know, society. I don't know what that sound is. And so at the end of the episode, they get trapped. You know, Michonne and them are in the pet shop. Glenn and Nicholas go. They go to burn down a building so they can be distracted. So the walker will be distracted so they can get away. They get cornered in an alley. They jump on top of a one of those big trash barrels that you throw your big trash in or whatever. And the zombies are all there. They're trying to get them. And Nicholas, and I didn't think he would punk out. I didn't think Nicholas punk out, but he punked out. Nicholas punked out, and he blows his brains out. You know, now you see, and this is kind of some conversations that have been happening on social media. You see where Nicholas has, he was zoning in and out. And he was having some hallucinations going inside of his own head. And they're like, well, let me finish. And so he blows his brains out, and Glenn and him fall off of the dumpster into the sea of zombies. And the last scene the last scene we see of Glenn is entrails being pulled out and blood, and Glenn looking like he's in incredible pain and screaming and kind of that, I can't believe this happened to me, I'm a survivor. But you never see Nick. But you do see Nick when they fall, he falls on top of him. Well, it looks like he's falling on top of him. So people on social media are like, oh, well, this is the reason why he's not dead, because your guts are not that far up on your chest, and they're right by Glenn's face, and which I'm not buying that one. Nicholas was on top of him. You never see him. I'm hoping, because, I mean, I was sitting here watching the television, and I was going, no, 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 no. Because, you know, this is where we're 6 or 7 seasons in now. This is not how Glenn dies in the comic book. You know, Glenn dies at the hands of Negan, which they're saying is going to be introduced at either the end of the season or sometime before the end of the season, maybe at the mid-season finale, the whole baseball ordeal. And they would say, well, the Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick comes on after The Walking Dead, and they have like a memoriam. That shows who died throughout the episode. And so Glenn was left off. But they do have that scene, and it was like, please don't let this be true, please don't let this be true, please don't let this be true 3 times. So they're playing games, hopefully, with us, because nobody wants this character to die, because, you know, he's a cog. But they always said anybody is up to be killed on the show. Nobody's safe. You know, I think they can't kill Rick. You know, although he's in a little predicament of himself with the zombies coming out of the woods and the Winnebago will not start. So I'm like, wow. But it was a tough one. It was a tough loss. Like Herschel, you know, that was a very tough loss for people who have come to love him, you know, and just like this character. It's amazing how we get so attached to some of these characters that we just don't want them to die. And I know people on social media, like my friends, there are people that I was crying, I'm still upset, and we're all throwing our own theories out there. So next week we get a 90-minute back episode of Morgan. And so we won't get to hear from to see if Glenn is dead for another 2 episodes. So yeah, that's going to be interesting, because like I said, nobody wants that character to die, and hopefully he's not dead. So 1 or 2 more breaks, and we come back. What's that smell? And correction is 33 simple ways to fall back in love with your life. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Just listen. I'm called to ask you if you see it. This man I call my husband. I need to know if he's the reason that you call. Telling me lies. I earned my stripe. Songs are on the front line. So are you genuine? Cause he's mine. Felt like the lifeline. Oh no, I don't think like this. Makes me wanna fight. Say, but ladies, this ain't right. I need to know. Felt like a lifetime. Can you feel? It makes me wanna fight. I'm sorry, girlfriend, but I didn't know.
You sure?
This man I'm seeing got another.
What you call me?
My bad. See this fool has been telling you he's lonely, saying I'm his only. Even said he loves me. This shit ain't cool. This is the first time I heard of you. I'm a G2, so tell what you want to do? What's up, girl?
Like
see, I don't really like being a bitch like this, but
fight.
I can't understand. You ain't got nothing to say.
Just let me say.
You're the reason for all of this in the first place.
Me talk.
It's too late.
Just
I'll hear you.
Me talk.
Let me in this. Figure this one out.
Just let me say.
I'm so mad at myself.
Just let me
you
talk.
Know I'm gonna end up with you any damn way.
Hey, oh man, I was in a fight last night with some rabid kangaroos, and I was punched in the ovaries, and now it feels like there's a hurricane brewing in the Red Sea. I just don't think I can make it.
That was Elaine, one of my friends from the Thought Bubbles podcast. That was one of the voicemails she left. We'll play Chris's one later. I must be running out of material that I'm using old stuff. But thanks, guys. It's time for you guys to do a new one. Those guys made... I've never seen anybody do it. You remember... I don't know if you guys have watched Beetlejuice or not before, but those guys made... Remember the Gina Davis and I think it's Alec Baldwin when they was trying to scare... what was the girl's name? She's the one that went crazy. Winona Ryder's character. I said the one that went crazy with shoplifting all the place. They're just scared, and they had the mouth open with the eyeballs and the fingers, and the man was really. They recreated those outfits and the whole face and everything. Crazy, crazy, crazy good. Very impressed with that. Anyhow, welcome back. This is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and we're getting close to wrapping up tonight. And you know, I like keeping y'all much of the hour because I know y'all ain't trying to hear my mouth for more than an hour. And plus, I gotta go to bed. I'm just dreading tomorrow. regretting it. So, the other day, I went to the store because I needed some toilet paper. You know, to blow my nose, right? And whatever else you do in the bathroom with toilet paper. And so, I get that, and I get home, and I had to use the bathroom, you know, and all that kind of good stuff. So, I'm sitting there, like you guys want to hear about me taking a dump, right? I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what is that smell? Who has been in my bathroom? Because, you know how sometimes, here I'm thinking I have a supernatural experience because I'm having phantom smells, or I'm having baby strokes. You know, I'm ready to have a seizure. I'm like, what is that smell? What is that smell? And it was a pleasant, well, it was the kind of smell that's like, it's too pleasant and too perfumey and to be like, somebody has doused themselves in lilac number 12 and you use my bathroom because I'm at home. Nobody uses my bathroom. What does that smell? And so I'm just sitting there because I'm thinking, of course, you know, in your phone, that's when you do most of your Twittering and Facebooking and stuff in the bathroom because you have plenty of time. And, well, it depends. It depends. And so I'm still like, what is that smell? You know, I'm like, what is going on? There's the smell. You know, and I'm slipping out because I'm like, either there's a ghost in here because there's a smell that I've never smelled in my whole entire house. It's specifically in my bathroom. What is that? I'm like, oh, somebody's been up in this joint. You know, and I'm like, no, it's coming. And I'm like, it's coming from over here. And so I'm sniffing and I'm sitting. You're not very mobile. When you're on the throne. And so I pick up the toilet paper and I'm like, it's the toilet paper. Why did I buy scented toilet paper? Why do they make scented toilet paper? Because when those smells are so close together, that's not a good combination in my humble opinion. I mean, lavender, you know, it made the bathroom smell. Maybe that's what it is. It's not to quell the smell for the purpose, but it's to make the bathroom smell fresher just by hanging out in there. I don't like it. I want to take it back, you know. Do they take toilet paper back? I mean, lavender. Have y'all seen this? Lavender toilet paper. Lavender toilet paper. Where they do that at? I'm like, what the? And I'm still, every time I go into the bathroom, I'm like, I can't believe I have scented toilet paper. I can't believe it. I'm done. I'm outdone. You know, I mean, whoever got that idea, take it back. I don't want it. And I'm writing, who is it by? I think it might be Cottonelle. I'm writing you an angry letter. Or am I just late to the game? Like, you know, I'm late to the game on a whole bunch of stuff. And this would just be another thing to be late to the game on. But anyhow, what's that smell? Don't buy a scented toilet paper. It ain't cute. So, one more break, and we come back, be a little bit more positive, and share with you 33 simple ways to fall back in love with your life. And I found this really, really, really interesting and good. And what's that? Some chicken soup for the soul. It's like some things that I definitely can embrace. From this list, and I think you'll like it too. It is a 5x5 podcast. One last break, and we'll be right back.
Today started with a crazy kiss on our way home.
Yes, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, which the, I don't think Cult Jam. What kind of name is that for a group? Cult Jam. Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. What part are you? We're Cult Jam. What's that mean? I don't know. Anyhow, welcome back. It's a 5x5 podcast, and we are wrapping up for tonight. I know you glad you guys are happy. I know I am because I'm tired. Guess what? It's Tuesday and we're here. When's the last time that happened, right? So I was scouring. When I was really scouring, somebody had posted on Facebook. You know, sometimes there are some good things that you can read on social media from people who don't like drama and acting crazy. And the article was titled 33 Simple Ways to Fall Back in Love with Your Life. And I think we've all been through periods of our lives where we're like, damn, stuff sucks right now. Or I wish things would get a little bit better. Or I wish I was doing this. Or I'm just not happy. I think we've all been there. I've definitely been there several times in my life. I'm there right now. And I think out of one out of these 33 things that you can focus on, can make your life a little bit happier, and they're very, very true. So we're going to try to go this list pretty fast. You can go to, actually, I'll share it on the Facebook page. So you guys can go to the Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and you can read the entire article. So number one, travel often. That has made me feel the most happiest this year is the amount of traveling I've done. And the thing is, people haven't seen me. Like one of my mother's doctors the other day, I guess she had shared with him that I was doing some traveling, and he was like, "You finally in town this week?" And I'm like, "I must have done a lot of stuff this year, like traveling," which not really, but I guess I did. And made me feel good that I could say, "Well, we don't wish trip." You know, I kind of smiled about it. So, yeah, travel often. And it says designate 1 week in a month to get yourself out of the city, out of the country, or at least out the front door of your apartment, home, or space. Let the ever-changing scenery of your life keep you inspired, invigorated, and constantly reminded that there's so much more to the world than your everyday routine. Absolutely. You know what? We're going to do five of these, and we're going to save five for next week. Cause I think that it's important to, get through all of them. So we'll have six different episodes, with five or six of these. Remind me, I stopped at number five, of these simple ways to fall back in love with your life. So number two was make room for surprises. I don't like being surprised, but I think that'll be a welcomed addition to my life. But can you plan for surprises? So I guess when I say make room for surprises, it says instead of trying to control every last aspect of your life, that's me because I'm a crazy Virgo, give your life the chance to surprise you from time to time. Say yes to the date you would usually reject or the party you're not sure if you should go to. Sometimes the things we're most unsure of end up being the things we're most grateful to have done. But you'll never know unless you give it a shot. Okay. Surprise me. Number three, learn to receive love. This is another one I have a hard time with because this is not me having low self-esteem. Sometimes I don't think I'm deserving, you know, and the reason why has to do with my job and my work. Because I work so much, can I dedicate myself to love and all that? I'd like it. I'm open to it, but we'll see. It says, learn to receive love. Accept help from friends when they offer it. Accept compliments when they're directed at you. Let yourself be loved in the tiny ways you don't always allow yourself to be. And watch how much easier it becomes to accept your own love, too. Number four, practice gratitude. I kind of preach this. Every time a negative thought crosses your mind, deliberately counteract it with a positive one. Life isn't all sunshine and roses, but it is a lot more positive than we tend to give it credit for. Capitalize on that on the days when your mood needs a boost. Absolutely. 5, speak to one new person every day. I think that's important. I think that's good. Because we get so caught up in the Facebook and the Twitter. I saw like an old person, the Facebook. In Facebook and the Twitter and social media and always looking down at our phones. There's a lot of great people still in the world. You know, I will say the media always shines the light on the most negative humans. And while we give them the time of day, in media is beyond me. But I think I like meeting new people. I like talking to new people. Everyone is not always receptive to it, but I like meeting new people and just get new energy. It says the world is full of incredible people, just like I said, in bookstores, coffee shops, on buses, and on sidewalks. You might not want to meet nobody in the alley. I'm just saying that might not be the right time to meet a new person. But take an extra 2 minutes out of each day to learn your barista's name or tell the bus driver that you appreciate them. You'll be surprised at how many incredible people are already in your vicinity. Where I work, there's a large amount of people. And I used to be very, very low key and low, you know, stay off the radar until I took to my current position. And I can't even go through the office because, not that I'm so, well, it is because I'm fabulous or I'm popular or anything. It's just because I these people I want to know. You know, because it does make your, especially at work, you're making new friends and new connections and laughing with people. I get things that other people don't get because I take the time to say hello. I take the time to say, how you doing today? I take the time to actually, not just a walking, saying, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what's going on with you? Oh, are you feeling good today? I do stuff like that. And I think people remember that. They're like, oh, David's very warm, and people want to like David. You know, some of my social media friends will say different, but I'm a good person. But I don't need to say it because my actions show. But yeah, I think speaking to one new person every day, I think that's a good advice. And our last one for today: dedicate time to self improvement. Set aside an hour or two a week to chart out personal goals, projects, and affirmations. Become your own life coach and make self-improvements make self-improvement the priority that it deserves to be. I don't have anything to add to that because I think working on yourself just makes you that much better. Makes you that much better person. Makes you that much better boyfriend, girlfriend, lover, brother, son, you know, sister, all those things. I think a better worker. I think self-improvement, working on yourself. And this is what, 1 or 2 hours a week. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So love this article. We're going to do this. This will be like a series that we'll run through the next few weeks up through Christmas. And we'll get down to, the number 7, which you'll get next week, is one I really have a hard time with, and we're not going to talk about it now, but we're going to bed. So thank you guys for checking the show out tonight. Hope you guys have a great week. Don't forget to set your clocks back an hour if you're in one of those time zones on Saturday. Well, it's really Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. You set it back to 1. So you people, you bar heads that are out, sometimes the club lets you stay in there an extra hour, but I know clubs here, they kick your ass out at 2. No, it was a 3. Yeah, you don't get the extra. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. But have a safe and fun Halloween. Don't forget to send me those pictures or those voicemails, and I'll put them all on the website or on Facebook. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, be safe. Have a great weekend. Stay dry. Good night.
Don't touch it. So I don't think I'm going to be into work today because I'm out on the way to the hospital because I was getting ready and I tripped and I landed on my Loki pop figure and impaled his horn in my nutsack. So I'm going to go get that removed and maybe get some stitches. And then maybe I'll see if I can come in because I'm a trooper. Bye.